In outer space, no one can hear you scream. That's because there's no air to carry the sound, although most moviegoers have no problem hearing spaceships whooshing by, explosions, and the high-pitched whine of phaser fire. These and other inconsistencies drive high school physics teacher Tom Rogers nuts, so he created the insultingly stupid movie Physics webpage to set the record straight. Tom Rogers joins us now from Greenville, South Carolina. Hi, Tom.
Joe, good to hear from you.
So, what are some of the most common movie physics mistakes?
Well, if you look at a lot of action pictures, when the bullets hit around the good guy, they cause large flashes of light and shoot sparks around. A real bullet really doesn't do that. It might throw up some dust or some debris, things like that, but they don't create these big flashes of light.
The movie producers are trying to give us a sense of where the bullet's hitting, but it's not really happening that way.
Right. It's pretty much over-dramatized. You know, it's kind of like taking Seinfeld and putting a red nose and floppy shoes on him to try to make him more funny. Bullets are pretty dramatic all by themselves.
And what else? What other things bug you?
Just about any time a car crashes, it bursts into flames immediately. For instance, sometimes if a car goes off of a cliff, it'll actually explode before it even hits the ground. Real cars aren't going to explode that easily because of the fact that you have to have a flammable mixture, and it's a very narrow range. If you go over about 6% fuel in air, it's not going to blow up. So, typically speaking, the fuel has to kind of spread around and vaporize and then find a source of ignition before it can go off.
So most of the time, car going off a cliff, it's going to hit the ground and just go splat.
Yeah, it's going to go splat. It might leak some fuel out. It might eventually catch on fire. But they're not going to explode anywhere near as easily as it's depicted in the movies.
Now, you've seen the current crop of summer blockbusters. Which one do you think is the worst offender?
I have to kind of qualify this a little bit, Joe. Typically speaking, movies that are based on comic books and parodies, fantasies, things like that, are not going to have rigorous physics in them. However, when you have a movie like Reign of Fire, it represents itself really as a more serious type of genre, almost like a science fiction setting. And you have these large dragons flying around all over the place, setting everything on fire. If you take a look at this, you run into, first of all, the milkshake problem. A dragon, when they're blowing out all this fuel, they're going to have to eat the same amount of energy in order to create all this flame. It takes about 59 milkshakes to have the same amount of energy as a gallon of gasoline. So if a dragon's going to be flying around, he's going to have to go to McDonald's every so often and eat everything in sight to have enough fuel.
But is that what dragons eat, milkshakes? I guess I'm a little confused.
Well, they definitely eat something with a lot of calories in it.
Okay. So you're saying that without a enriched diet, the dragons just aren't going to have enough flames to burn up the city.
That's right. They're blowing out hundreds of gallons of fuel every time they attack somebody, and they've got to eat something to replace the energy value. And then you run into the politeness problem. With all these critters flying around blasting flame here and there, it's considered impolite. People shoot bullets at them. Well, what does this lead to? Pretty soon you got to put armor plating on the dragon. Now it gets heavier. And then you finally end up with the Weight Watchers problem, where the dragon becomes so heavy that he can't get off the ground.
Yeah, okay, I see the problem. Well, here's another one I was thinking about. You know, in Eight-Legged Freaks, a toxic spill creates giant spiders. But there's a rather reassuring section of your site that explains why giant bugs are impossible in real life. How does that work?
Well, the reason that things like giant bugs are impossible, the great strength and all that bugs appear to possess is really due to their small size. If you scale them up, their weight increases much more quickly than their strength of their muscles and of their legs increases. What you end up with is a bug that's so heavy that it can actually collapse under its own weight. They're just not designed to be larger.
So there's a bunch of problems. We're probably safe from oversized bugs.
Yeah, we're real safe from it.
So you have a rating system. It's not PG or X or R or something like that, but you do have a rating system. In fact, you have an R for Wretch. That's kind of a colorful way of rating a movie. Wretch, what does that mean?
Well, that means that the physics are so bad that they would make your typical techno nerd want to retch when they leave the theater. But the I might add, though, the movie rating system is really sort of provided as kind of a parody just to try to get people thinking and discussing the physics that they see in movies.
Tom Rogers teaches high school physics in Greenville, South Carolina. He also maintains the Insultingly Stupid Movie Physics website. For more on this story, visit our website at www.npr.org. Tom, thanks for enlightening us.
Well, thanks a lot, Joe. I've sure enjoyed it.